Family Unity Through a Father's Blessing, Elder Eldred G. Smith, Eldred G. Smith, Conference Report, April 1965, pages 114-116. We have heard much concerning family unity in the home during this conference. Truly this is a family church. Evidences of disintegration. I, too, am concerned at the far too many divorces and temple cancellations and signs of disunity among members of the church. The gospel should be the greatest means of uniting the family. I can't understand how anyone who has been married in the temple and understands the meaning of celestial marriage, which is for time and all eternity, can get himself in such a condition as even to consider divorce. Evidences of salvation and survival. I am pleased with the increasing report's success in missionary work as a result of teaching families. The fundamental purpose for which this earth was created was to establish individual families forever. The family is the only organization which is eternal. In the beginning God said, "It is not good for man to be alone," learning to be perfect. One of the fundamental purposes of this life is to have experiences whereby we may learn to be perfect. Man is not perfect without the woman, nor is the woman perfect without the man. The Lord said unto Adam and Eve, as he drove them from the Garden of Eden, that they might learn obedience by their own experience. He said they, not the singular pronoun but the plural. We are given many varied experiences in this life to prepare us to live together forever. These experiences should bring an ever-increasing love for each other. This includes learning to be patient with each other, to develop increasing tolerance, consideration, and kindness. Love is eternal and knows no bounds and has no measurable limits. Priesthood and motherhood go hand in hand. Neither is complete without the other. Both are eternal. A perfect family requires the proper fulfillment of both. This life is to help us fulfill these two responsibilities, that we may exercise them through eternity. Priesthood and perfection. Priesthood is patriarchal, which means of the father. A married man is the patriarch of his home and is responsible to bless members of his family. The exercising of this privilege could be a means of preventing many broken homes. We think of a priesthood holder as one who should bless or christen his children, baptize and confirm them, and perform the other ordinances of the gospel in behalf of members of his family. We forget that it is not required to have some other ordinance such as christening and confirming attached thereto to enable the father to bless members of his family. His responsibility is not only to bless his children, but his wife is an important member of his family too. Yes, we think of blessing the wife when she is sick, but if the relationship between husband and wife becomes a bit strained, wouldn't it be a good thing for the husband to give his wife a blessing for the purpose of increasing the unity and love for each other? I remember an experience I had when a good sister who wanted a special blessing came to my office. When I asked her why she wanted a special blessing, she refused to tell me. I learned from her that her husband was a member of the church and held a Melchizedek priesthood, so I spent considerable time trying to teach her the principle of priesthood order, where the father in the home should bless the members of the family, and concluded a long discussion of teaching her this principle, by having her go home to get her blessing from her husband instead of from me. Sometime later she returned to my office, refreshed my memory of this experience, and said she left my office very resentful. Here I thought I had done a good job in teaching her this principle of priesthood order, so I had to ask more questions to find out what had happened. She said the reason she refused to tell me why she wanted a blessing was that she wanted the blessing because there wasn't the proper relationship between her and her husband, and then I had sent her home to get a blessing from her husband, so naturally she was a little bit resentful. Then she added, that was one of the finest things that ever happened. She said she went home, she prayed about it, she thought about it, and then finally she mustered enough courage to ask her husband for the blessing. Of course it shocked him, but she was patient. She let him think it over a bit, ponder about it, and pray about it, and finally he gave her a blessing. Then she added, there has never been such a fine relationship in our home in all our lives as we have had since he gave me that blessing. Naturally I could see what had happened. This is a two-way street. First she had to clean her side of the slate and humble herself. Then she asked him for the blessing, and he had to humble himself and clean his side of the slate. Then he sealed a blessing upon her which they had fulfilled by living the law upon which the blessing was predicated. This is priesthood order. Brethren, magnify priesthood. Brethren, magnify your priesthood. Bless your family, your children and your wife. When we follow the order which the Lord has laid out for us, we cannot fail. I believe this practice would save many teetering marriages and increase the unity in many homes. It is usually the wife who is trying to save the marriage. This is a two-way street. It requires the efforts of both. Too many couples are living lives of quiet desperation. I don't know who used that term first, but it is so expressive. Some go through life just tolerating each other rather than correcting the trouble. Do something about it. Exercise the priesthood which is in your home. First, each must have a desire to get along with each other. Each must be willing to do something to make amends. Each must be willing to forgive and forget. Wipe the slate clean of all unpleasant memories. Ask the Father for help. Ask Him to bless your efforts with success. Ask together, as well as separately in individual prayers. Kneel together and pray vocally together. When you are married, you must learn to do all things together. You are no longer single individuals. The joy and happiness that comes from sharing this life together, living the gospel in its fullness, is worth all the effort you put into it, and it will be rewarding in this life and through all eternity. May we all strive to this end is my prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.